With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. Well, it's not getting any easier for many farmers who produce meat products and have no place to send it. Pig farmer Mike Patterson explains the hard decision he and other pig farmers are having to make because of the pandemic.
I'm part of also a hog cooperative where we've got a dozen families that work together. And we had to make the difficult decision that starting this week, we will be euthanizing some hogs, depopulating some barns. Our hogs here on our farm are close to that point, but not yet.
He says they really have no other option.
We pride ourselves in creating that delicious, nutritious pork for people's plates. You know, bacon, pork chops, all those things. That's what they're intended for. To see them go to waste is absolutely totally opposite of everything that we do out here on the farm. If we had any other options, we absolutely would take it.
Over the past several weeks, a number of major meat suppliers have announced temporary closures as workers have fallen ill with COVID-19. The United Food and Commercial Workers International Union estimated that 20 meatpacking and food processing workers have died so far due to the pandemic. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington. For more information, find us online at aginfo.net or like us on Facebook.